Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to the Sports Shots Pod. My name is Isaiah. I am here with Kyle. We're back for a second week in a row. Consistency has been there. Kyle is sporting his Houston jersey, and for obvious reasons that we'll get to later. But for now, Kyle, what's in your cup? You got anything in your cup today? You're on mute, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, that looks
fancy. Oh, ha ha.
Amigos, mi amigo.
Have you seen the movie, the Three Amigos?
Can't say that I have.
It's like a comedy. It's like a parody. It's stupid funny.
Oh, then that's up my alley, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like, if you like stupid funny, like you love the Three Amigos.
Okay. All right, then I'm gonna have to watch that shit.
I went into my little shot box. That's what I call it, the shot box. I have a bunch of little whiskey and tequila shots in there. I'm drinking a Screwball, a peanut butter whiskey. Now,
are you trying to forget some shit?
No, I'm not. But I just want to let the listeners know, I just got done working out about 40 minutes ago, and I already took my protein shake, so I hope this goes down well. It's like, what are we doing? Are we in pain, or are we in celebratory?
Speaking of going down well, I had the last Dairy Queen for a while. I think mm-hmm. I'm entering that lactose intolerant phase of life.
Oh no!
Because shit had my stomach in a twist.
This thing does taste like peanut butter.
Ugh! Oh, thank you. I don't want to drink peanut butter.
Dude, I love peanut butter. I'm a sucker for it.
I like it too, but I don't want to drink it.
Oh my goodness. It's like peanut butter that makes your chest warm.
Nah, you can have that.
What were you saying right now before I interrupted you? You were saying something, and I was going to say something off that, and then I forgot.
I don't forget to. Look at you. See?
Damn, this is what smoking does to you, Kyle.
That has nothing to do with that. That's you interrupting me and being disrespectful.
I'm sorry. I apologize for my interruptness.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what, though. We're drinking better than the champions, because that was the most piss poor of a celebration as I have ever seen.
Oh. Dude, I mean, I assume you saw the video, right, of them like not even touching any of the beer or the champagne.
First, typical Oklahoma. I mean, I'm not surprised. You can't expect a place that does half their grocery shopping at Dollar General. You know, you can't expect them to know how to put on a good celebration. Like, I don't even know if they even have a... Do they even have a Party City that could have gone to get that shit? I mean, the confetti... where was the confetti? You still saw the court. Usually during the player interviews afterwards, you still see that shit shooting up in the air. Like, guys making snow angels in that shit and...
Did you by chance see like the post game interview when they're on the podium and they're being interviewed by her name is slipping me. It was so awkward. Like the interview questions, and like she's like, then she asked like, all right, where's the old guy? Because OKC is a very young team, right?
Yeah.
And she was talking about Alex Caruso, and she's like, I'm just kidding. You're not the old. He's only been in the league for like 7 years. I don't know. It was just really awkward.
Which tells you that it was set up. It was probably aesthetically set up for Indiana to win.
Probably. But maybe, I don't know. Because when I see them in interviews, especially in the playoffs, like they don't look like party people. I guess.
Nah.
Like Chet does.
But see, here's the thing, though. Both places are a bunch of nothings. It's just that Oklahoma is more nothing than Indianapolis. So, I mean, you never heard anyone say, man, I can't wait to go to Oklahoma City. But you do hear people say, I can't wait to go to Indianapolis for the Indy 500. So.
Yeah. One day I want to go to an NFL Combine just to say that I've
too.
Been there.
That too.
You know.
But yeah. You know, it's
still in the room.
Oh, wow.
Sam, what are you doing here, bro?
Damn, he just busted in.
Golly, man.
You better be quiet.
That door swung open.
It's always funny when it swings open and you don't see who comes in. And then I just turn around and just see a fat cat behind me.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, go nah, go and keep people in town. I'm let this guy out. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Cats.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, you know, it was clearly the first time for everything. But it is the start of probably a dynasty. Hopefully that dynasty is interrupted by Houston. We'll get into that. But overall, it was a good run by Indiana. But damn, Halliburton going down. You felt the air come out when that happened.
I agree. I don't know what you said, but I agree.
What did I say? Take a guess at what I said.
I said that you like men.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Thought we were friends.
We're best friends. That's why I said that. if we were just friends, I wouldn't have said that.
That means you're set up for a comeback. So.
Uh-oh. Don't worry. I'll take it out of the pot. I have the power.
Why? No, why are you scared?
It's a joke. Calm down. Don't get your butthole all puckered.
It may be racist. I'm just kidding.
that's fine.
But anyways, fine. I was talking about Halliburton when he went down. The air got left.
Oh, dude. The worst ones is when you could see the pop.
Yeah.
You know? You could see the snap.
Yeah, I almost felt like that meme from The Lion King when he was like, get up.
Yeah. And like, just like, he wasn't in pain right away. He was in like, distraught. Dude. Like, no.
So now we know calf injuries without treatment is going to turn into an Achilles tear. Now we know.
Yeah.
We fucked around and we found out.
Yeah, and he was going off too. He had 3 threes in the first quarter. It was it was set up to be like a good story.
Yeah. What's up with all these Achilles tears?
Let me see if I could name some off my list. Obviously, Halliburton, Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard.
There's another.
I think there was one for Portland. Maybe either Simmons. I don't know if Alfred Simmons. I think it was Portland or it was the Raptors. One of the two. One of those teams. One of those Northern teams. But yeah, I think someone said there was like 8. Now, everyone likes to blame somebody, right? Or something. For cause, right?
And I'll tell you what we're not going to blame. We're not going to blame the length of games. We're not blaming that. No. We're not blaming.
No.
We've been playing 82 games since the dawn of time. It has nothing to do with the games because how the hell was dudes back in the day that did not have all the science and all the resources to train and work out 24/7 like what we got today, and they played the full schedule harder and the whole playoffs and had
plus,
all the back
plus it was tougher. It was a lot tougher league too.
So like the NBA's done did they done did every day they done spaced the, they done spaced out the schedules. There's hardly any back-to-backs anymore. I don't know what more you can do. They keep throwing out we need to drop it to 60 to 65 games. I'm like, it has nothing to do with the games. It has nothing to do with the length of games. Because real hoopers know it has nothing to do with the length. It's hate to say it, but they just built differently. They're not, you know, with all the shit that we're doing, you know, they're not as structurally strong, or maybe we're overtraining. And that could possibly be the reason.
Oh yeah, 100%. Overtraining or doing some stupid workouts that are specialized for your position.
Like I be seeing on Instagram, just scrolling through and seeing these. Hopefully these are fake parodies, but I'm sure it's real. These fucking Tarzan looking dudes doing like fast ass sit-ups while throwing up a rack with 135 on it and just throwing up while they're doing sit-ups. Like what the fuck is you training for?
Yeah. I don't know, brother. I don't know. He, like, I think you're onto something with, like, these specialty trainings, these specific trainings.
It clearly ain't helping.
It's not. It's not. Yes. Like, you know, how could the old school guys do the basic training, smoke, drink, probably during halftime, and come back and play another full 24 minutes?
During the off season, smoke, drink, run through all their money, acquire baby mamas, show up to training camp fat, and still play the whole season.
Yeah. Like, for example, now Kyle, help me out with this because I don't know his history too much. Like, James Harden has never been seriously hurt.
No, he hasn't. And he does exactly what I said. I don't know so much exactly about the baby mama part. You know, that's the one thing you don't really hear coming from him. But we do know what he did in Houston.
Shit, we know what he looked like in Brooklyn.
And we know what he looked like his last year when he wanted out of Houston.
Mm-hmm. And it's like now, and he's still balling at his age.
Still balling. So, shit.
You know.
Real hoopers, man. It's just something about it.
Yeah.
He's a real hooper.
KD is almost 37, 38, and he's still putting up 26. That man can't even bench 135.
Shit.
You know?
Yeah. Hopefully
it's like, this was like probably 10 years ago. But maybe he can. But anyway, that's not the point, right? It's just like, he's not going to do all this training. He just does basketball. And that's what these old guys did, just basketball. You know? None of these, you know, tie one wrap to your leg and then hop over a box and have one guy hold your back with a band. It's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Like, I mean, they got all the resources. They got the favorable schedule. They got the easier travel. They got the load management. Like, and they still breaking down.
The basketball needs to get on LeBron James's regimen.
We done catered too much for it, and now we keep throwing. They keep throwing out the Olympic Games. Oh, they play too many games, man! You just hooping.
It's bullshit. It is. But look, we got people in the hood courts that play game sevens every day. They may shoot 28%, but they're playing, getting rebounds. You know, but yeah, no, I think it's a training issue, like you said. I don't think it's a game issue, like a schedule.
I mean, we done pointed at everything else, and it shit ain't working. So now let's point at that. Maybe it's an overturn.
Yeah, because even this game, Tyrese had a two-day break. From game 6 to game 7. Played Thursday. Didn't play till Sunday.
I mean, calf strains, though. You can't play with those, man.
You ever pull
that shit in the middle of the night when you're sleeping?
No, only cramps. Only cramps.
Okay, so imagine that shit of what he had, and then trying to play through that. Now, that's going to be some pain.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, I mean, I'll play the bad guy. It was his fault. He should have just passed the ball. Don't be trying to do all this fancy dribble stuff when you know you're hurt. You would have made three threes.
Shit, man. He thought he was back on the blacktop, man. It's fucking game 7.
Got to.
Every possession is 5 seconds left in the game, man. Shit, that's how you got to treat it.
When you're playing on blacktop, do you have a backpack that you take with you that you put your phone and wallet and keys in, or no?
Smart.
I put my wallet, then my phone and my keys.
Right, not to sound fucked up, but that also depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Oh, of course. That's just factual. That's just facts. But every time we would run down the court for like a transition, I always like take a peek at my stuff, make sure it's still there, you know? Yeah. As I was transitioning. That was a little off topic thing. Yeah, also, it's only point guards too.
Yeah,
the ones that I've never seen a center get hurt besides Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is an outlier. Don't put Joel Embiid in this. Man has missed more games than he played.
I hear your cat. He's like,
screaming. Oh, you do? This guy, dude, he wants to be in the podcast.
He's already in it.
You know, I strive for try to have crisp audio. And just
What's wrong with having a screaming, what sounds almost like a baby, but it's a spoiled ass cat? What's wrong with that?
That's exactly what you said. Screaming.
Anyways, Isaiah, I think in the last half hour, I believe you just got traded to Utah. There's been so many trades.
I did. I'm taking my talents to the all white team. Yeah. They're getting some color.
Have fun with the Mormons. Isaiah, have you ever heard of sulking?
Sulking?
Yes.
Like S-U-L-K-I-N-G?
No, sulking.
Oh, soaking. Yeah. Soaking. Yeah.
Okay. You're aware of that terminology and how it applies to Utah in particular?
No, not how it applies to Utah.
Okay. You want to Google it?
Specifically, I do not.
You want to Google it?
All right. Let me Google it. Google this it is live. Live reaction.
Yes. Live reaction. I want you to Google it. Make sure it's an Urban Dictionary version of it. Be specific.
Now I'm going to go. What the hell? What is it? What is this?
you want to tell our listeners what that term is, Isaiah, and why it is popular in, okay, particularly in Utah?
Let me put it in PG terms. All right. So let's say you
fuck that. Give it an X
in the office. No. For PG first. PG first. Right. So let's say you're in the office, right, and someone bought donuts. They bought donuts to the office, right. So you go, you grab the donut, you sit down, you take it, you put it to your mouth, and you bite the donut. But you pause mid-bite, and you just sit there at mid-bite. That's what sulking is in PG terms. That's what that means, Kyle. And Kyle, I need to get you to unmute when you laugh, man, because then these jokes just sound like no one's listening.
I'm trying to make sure that you can talk.
Now, in more mature terms, how do I say this without getting, you know, flagged?
Hey, they're the ones that do it. Okay, and that's what happens when you go down rabbit holes on the internet at 2 a.m., okay?
It's, oh gosh, how the heck do I explain this?
Isaiah, you got 20 seconds before I outright.
Okay. Say explicitly. All right. Let me see. I'm thinking of a bunch of scenarios.
It's when you sit idle.
Yeah. There you go. That was mature. Let's say you got a headshot in COD and you're about to get a second headshot, but it lags and it just stays there, like internet connection, right? And the hit marker just stayed there.
Some people might not even know what you said. Yeah, that's in COD terms.
You know, so basically, once you enter, you just stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you got traded to.
Yeah. Imagine you're all face to face and you're just like
that. Well, you are.
Lock eyes.
You are.
You know, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
So.
And
good night.
I mean,
you know,
do you stay like all the way? You know what I mean? Are you able? Do you think? Mm. It depends
on BMI if you know what I mean. Depends how much layers you're packing. You know, I really wonder what she's good at, because when she gets the YouTube video, she breaks it down in sections. Right, we're talking about this, talking about this, talking about this. I really wonder what she's gonna put for this segment. Like, what's the title of this segment gonna be on YouTube? When she listens to it, soaking.
Yeah.
With it's gonna be like high, like soaking wet, right? But like that type of soaking with like exclamation marks.
I mean
exclamation marks. Parentheses. There you go.
Yeah. So that's.
Anyway, let's go ahead and then.
Let's go ahead and break down these trades real quick.
I
lost track. Let's see.
All right, biggest one.
Porzingis got Kevin, shipped off.
Oh, to where? Where'd he go? I actually saw that when I was at the gym. I didn't read it, though.
Atlanta, I believe.
Ah, he's going with D. Trae Young. I think Atlanta lost Capella, too, so that makes sense.
Ah, my old friend Clint Capella.
Yeah, Spurs are actually trying to make a push for him.
You know, with all the shit going down, you know what I'm believing now? More? Giannis is staying put.
Yeah.
Because clearly the Spurs, they ain't giving up that pick that that second
pick. No, they ain't giving up the rookie of the year, Devin Vassell, Jeremy Shochan, the second pick, and 5 first-round picks.
Yeah.
That's what they asked. They asked for the second pick this year, an additional 5 first-round picks, the rookie of the year, Jeremy Shochan, and Devin Vassell for Giannis. Yeah. That's not worth it. Houston, let's go ahead and mention a big one. Kevin Durant, he went to Houston for 5 second-round picks. 5 seconds,
Jalen and Dylan, which we're getting some money off the books, all that, which is going to be funnel to KD. I don't have a problem with the trade because the Rockets are definitely one step closer to a championship than they were yesterday or the day prior or the 2 days prior, whatever. For me personally, it's championship or bust. There's nothing less. I'm not accepting nothing less. This, I mean, 2018 was supposed to be the year that was set up for me. I've never seen the Rockets in the finals. All right, I was one when they last won. Okay, obviously I don't remember that shit. I got the Astros. I wanted one. They gave me 2. I just want one. I just want to see one from the Rockets. Isaiah, you saw 5. Okay, Dallas saw 2. All right, I didn't see shit yet. Okay, because fucking Golden State and fucking Lakers back in the day, and you and y'all. All right, just personally, it's championship or bust. Now back to the trade.
Yep.
Seen Jalen for 4 years. It's not like players don't improve, but for where we are right now, where the window is open right now, you know what you're getting, and you know what we're keeping. So, people will probably get said like, oh, you give up on him after 4 years. It's like he's kind of been consistent. He's kind of been increasingly consistent to where he is right now. He'll pop off for a game, and then he'll go absent for a few. I feel like the ceiling is way higher, not only on the men. You notice we kept Cam. And remember, I talked about that earlier in this pod when we first started. I think I said, what was the ones? Hopefully I didn't
say
Cam.
You said Thompson?
Keeping between Cam, Alpi, and Jalen. And I said I wanted to keep Cam. I know I did.
Yeah.
And guess what? I feel like the ceiling is way higher on him than Jalen.
Yeah. What's good is that you guys got.
He's still coming off the bench. Yeah.
Right.
So it's gonna be Alpi, KD, Jabari, Fred, and Amin. That's our starting five.
You guys shift off Brooks also, right? That was part of the package.
Yeah. Yeah, so and the 10th pick plus like 5 second rounders, which
what's good is that the team only got better, right?
I'm not settling for losing in the Western Conference Finals. Like I'll swallow the pill of losing in the finals. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. Like it's. Fucking get there, all right? Because
you're gonna have to try to get through.
They're gonna still be
OKC.
Hey, and you know what? That whole time when they was closing that game out, and they was getting that trophy, all I was thinking was that's gonna be us next year. That's gonna be us.
Damn.
All I was thinking about was the Rockets there next year. That's all. I wasn't even looking at OKC hoisting up that trophy. I said fuck that.
Damn.
That is us next year.
He's calling it. He's shooting his shot. Put in the bet, Kyle. Next year, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever. Put in the bet.
I'm gonna have to take a drive down to Illinois and go to visit some of the casinos down there. If you want to catch a flight with me.
Oh, listen. Wherever you put down, I'll put down also.
All right. So we're gonna match.
Yep.
All right.
Match it. I don't care. I'm a gambling man. Unfortunately. Right.
So you'll bet against the Spurs then is what I just heard. You're betting for the Rockets to take it off.
I think the Rockets have a better chance to get to the finals. I think the Spurs will make playoffs, but I think compared to the Spurs, Rockets have a better chance to make it to the finals.
Here's the thing, though. Dallas, they ain't going nowhere either. They're going to get better, too.
Yeah, they could draft.
They got a squad, Cooper man. Flag. They got a squad. Kyrie is supposed to be coming back. They're going to have Cooper.
They have a squad for half the season.
For half the season.
Because both of those guys are going to get hurt.
They have a squad that can get in through the play-in, sneak in, and make some noise. If they get healthy at the right time.
Yeah.
They can be a problem.
They have to time it perfectly because AD is going to get hurt. Kyrie is going to get hurt.
That's the extra added spice of playing in Texas is that first we got to come out the state, then we got to come out the west, then we got to beat whoever comes out the east. There's like three tiers to this shit. It ain't like OKC, that all they had to worry about was the fucking west. We got like the Spurs is going to be right there with us. And they're going to be a problem for a long time.
Anybody else? Let's see.
Jordan Poole going to the Pelicans.
Grizzlies send Desmond Bane to the Magic.
Oh, well, that was long. That was the first domino to fall.
Yeah, it was.
CJ McCollum going back to the Wizards in that deal.
Jrue Holiday
going to Portland.
For Afro Simmons.
That was a salary dump.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Hopefully New Orleans can actually do something with Zion.
There really wasn't any much eye openers. It was just a lot. Going down.
Well, I mean, the eye openers is KD.
Well, that happened, but outside of what was going on today.
It's just like, okay, cool.
Now, how much does Jokic sign for?
How much is what?
Jokic, Joker. How much does he sign for?
I mean, the max.
Two or three.
Two or three years?
No, two or three mil. 100.
Oh, 3,300 for sure. Whatever the Supermax is, that's what he's assigned for. He deserves nothing less.
He was basically the on-court coach. and carried him to game 7 of the second round.
Yeah, so teams are allowed to offer a player significantly more money than a standard maximum contract, potentially reaching 35% of the salary cap for 5 years. So NBA was usually 15 on the roster, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
He deserves over a third of that.
Oh, man. The Pacers are in a real, as they say, pickle. Because, one, you're out of a point guard now. So what do you do?
Yeah, for next year.
What do you do? You ain't getting one out the draft. You're going to have to sign or trade for one. And then you're in the midst of having to re-sign Turner. If you're smart, you got to keep Turner. I don't know how these teams be giving up big men, because big men are so valuable.
Turner was been in the league for like 10 years.
Yeah, he's been in for a minute. But I just like I still hurt from the Rockets giving up on Capella so early, but obviously, look where we're at now, so I ain't gonna complain about that. But at the time, I'm like, damn. I'm just the one that says if you got at least a productive 7-footer, you gotta hold on to him.
Agreed.
Don't you think the Knicks could have used one when Hardenstein was down there doing work for OKC?
I mean, they had Cat. Are you saying Cat did not show up that game or what?
You want Cat on defense though?
Are you telling me you would choose Hardenstein over Cat?
I'm not saying I would, but
that's what I'm saying.
But
it's like why you're saying you'd rather have Hardenstein over Cat?
I value defense, and you didn't because that was two separate trades though.
So
you can't. What happens if you have both?
Wasn't the X factor.
He wasn't, but I'm not saying he's an X factor. I'm not putting all the eggs in his basket.
Yeah.
I'm saying that big men are valuable and size matters.
So what's your
philosophy if you're setting an offense?
You need a facilitator.
Of course.
That's what you need. Now, the best facilitator right now, unfortunately, is a big man. Right?
Are you talking about Joker?
No, like Jokic.
Okay.
Right. He is like the, like, we'll put him at the top tier. Right? Kyle, was both teams' best player not their point guard?
I'm speaking from a defensive standpoint.
Kyle, defense doesn't win championships in the NBA. Points, scores win championships. SGA averages 30. That's why they won.
No, they won because he gets to the free throw line a lot.
Points, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. Yes, I'm not saying defense is like negligible. It is important, but I'd rather have bucket getters than.
So you're gonna rely on scoring 140 a night.
Oh yeah, 100%.
All right then.
That's your philosophy. You win by outscoring the team. That's the only way you win. You could play better defense, and then you get a foul call, and the guy goes to the line. Well, then what's the point? You know, the NBA is a soft league.
It's a very soft league. That's why they're scoring 140 a night to win.
Exactly. That's why, you know, like Embiid, when he was healthy, he got like 15 free throws a game. Half his points were like free throws.
So you don't value just little things, because I'm breaking it real down to the little things now when I say
this.
Yeah,
sure.
You don't value a redirection of a shot. Because obviously if you're going to spread it out, since you don't really care to have a rim protector in the paint, so you're going to have to spread the shot out. So basically there's just going to be easy layups. There's not going to be contests. There's not going to be any actual earned buckets. If you're going to drive inside, like there's just going to be easy layups. I don't like that shit. That's why I want a big man, because I need a fucking I need a fucking 7-footer standing underneath the goal. I don't want to see five on five of dudes 6'5" and under just going for 140. I don't want to see that shit.
I get you. Okay, let me counter argue with this. Do you believe Houston is a good defensive team when it comes to the paint?
Their problem was their outside shooting, which is why they went and got KD, and they didn't give up a whole lot.
I know, I get you, but I'm not talking about their offense right now. I'm asking you, is Houston a good defensive team when it comes to layups?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so did they not lose to a three-point shooter in playoffs?
They didn't, because Curry got hurt in the Wolves series, the next one, but did you not see Curry was bottled up for at least most of the games? He was contained. The points that he scored was impactful because we couldn't score. Because those were low scoring games, which means every three that he hit hurts.
Right, but who was making the threes that Curry wasn't?
What do you mean?
Who went 9 for 9 in threes? There was a Warriors player that went 9 for 9.
You're talking about Buddy Hill. Because we couldn't fucking lock him up. And the one game that counts. But the one game, out of seven, he pops off like that. That's the, yeah. Now, if you're looking at it, okay, we're gonna back out of the playoffs and look at an 82 game season.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's a good ratio to have. One game out of one out of every eight. If you want to break it down into a small ratio, where you're gonna have some guy that's gonna pop out for 30 or 40 like that. And an 82 game schedule, that's a good ass defense, right?
No, it is. It is. I agree with you. But
in the seven games, three is more than two. The Rockets, I know that better than anyone. The Rockets tried that shit and it failed.
Listen, I just want to tell you, Rockets are a great defensive team, but the playoffs.
And that's why, and see, now you're about to say my point right there. That's why I don't want to rely on 6'5" and under just jacking up threes the whole game, because what happens when you go cold?
No, I get you, but I'm going back to my main point, is that defense does not win championships in this league.
It doesn't win, but it helps. And is it not a factor?
Well,
you can't discredit
it. No, it's not. I am going to discredit it.
Wow.
I am. It's not. Listen, wow. I get it, but like,
how did when's the OKC last time win? We just saw it in the series.
By putting up points.
Isaiah, did you know?
Yeah, what's up?
Isaiah, they put the clamp down on them. Okay, Halliburton went down, but that can't. He went down early on. That game was still close. They broke away in the third quarter when they put some distance on them. Did you not see Indiana? They couldn't buy a bucket. They couldn't get inside. They couldn't drive, and they wasn't hitting their shots from the outside. They were getting swarmed to everyone that touched the ball had a body on them. OKC, they led the league in every defensive metric that got them there. Yes, you have to score to win, because that's in basketball. You got to put the ball in a bucket.
Yeah.
But you also got to stop the other team. And that's what OKC did. It's simple metrics. You can't discredit defense winning championships.
Okay, Kyle. Okay, what's a low scoring number for you?
What do you mean a low scoring number?
Like team wise, like a team scores, like what's a low scoring team?
Well, we
like
saw
average points.
We saw Indiana went through a whole 10-minute stretch where they only scored 3 points.
I get you. I know what you're saying, but I'm asking you, what total score is considered low to you? Like good defensive play.
Any final score under 100.
Okay. Only two games Pacers scored under 100. The NBA Finals is not two games. You can't tell me defense was the reason they won.
Defense?
They outscored them. You want me to read the scores to you?
I mean, just like Magic Johnson says, you have to score more points than the other team to win.
Listen. Yes, so you say that, and it contradicts your point. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't.
Like, look, let me read 111, 110, 107, 123, 107, 116, 111, 104, 109, 120. And then OKC then scored Indiana scored 108, game six. It's like, they put up the points. You know, there was no defense. I don't know.
Congratulations. This was a series where both teams hit their shots. But if you're looking at the overall,
this is every single series in every NBA Finals that's ever been. There's always a high scoring game. So we haven't seen low scoring games since way back then.
You're going to get that. But if you're looking at, you're going to get that in the finals. You're going to get that in the finals. But how did they
get
to the finals?
Every game.
How did OKC get to the finals, though?
God, you're asking me about a guy that averages 30 points a game. And then he has great backup with Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren that average almost 20 points a game.
Is that the only phase of the game, though?
Kyle, he won MVP, Western Conference MVP, and Finals MVP. What is your argument?
But just answer my question. Is that the only phase of the game?
It's the main phase of the game, Kyle. Every team has to play on defense, Kyle. Just like every NFL team has to play special teams.
Okay,
does it fucking matter?
How about this? This is going to have to be looked up for later on, because this is going to be a deeper dive. I want to know if there is a team, and I'm I want to know if there's a team that won the finals all the way through the season where they average giving up more than 100 points a game every game. Every 100 game.
100 points is a lot.
Every single game on that schedule, I want to see if that team won a championship.
Kyle, so you're asking if they gave up 100 points in like 30 games?
I'm asking if they gave up 100 points in every single game in the 82 game schedule, plus every game they played in the playoffs.
So let's say close to 100 games. Mm-mm. Right. Let's just
close to 100 because that's how many Indiana played. Well, I mean, I think both teams played. Because I think that's how much it was.
Now, the only argument I'm going to say about that is that sometimes players play bad, right? I'm going to use Houston as an example, right? Sometimes players can't make the shots and it's not good defense.
Then that would have to be
taken. Am I right or am I wrong?
That you're absolutely right, and that would be taken into consideration.
Now, I'll tell you, there's probably not any single team that's let opponents score over 100 points every game and won. There's not, right? That's going to be
sense. That is common sense. But that wasn't my question. That was if that average, if having at mid average, maybe to even piss poor defense, if that helped you get all the way to holding up that trophy at the end.
I get what you're saying. I don't know the answer to that, right? None of us do.
No, but that's something that I will look up.
Yeah, I get you. Anyway, that was really good. That lasted like 14 minutes. Finally a conversation that doesn't stay in the party chat. Finally. Kylie, you know how many times, for the listeners, you know how many times we have conversations like this in the party chat. We're like, damn, we wish we were recording.
No, there have been times, I'm not kidding, there have been times we get mad at each other when we be getting into it.
Oh, for sure. And that's just how it is, you know? That's just boys talking, you know?
Yeah. But, like, you know, I'm passionate about what I believe. And
of course.
And that's what you are. And finally, like you said, we fucking got it off the party chat.
me and Kyle would just be doing nothing in GTA. We're just driving around, like not even playing GTA. Like following the laws in GTA, and just like focus on the argument.
And we're following the law. We're actually stopping at red lights in GTA because we're fucking arguing.
Exactly, dude. Fine.
Damn. All right.
Anyway, that was good. Let's go ahead and move on to baseball.
All right, let's just fucking jump into it. Shohei's back pitching. Yay. Cal Raleigh's going to win MVP. Yay. Let's go to the All-Star voting. Let's go into MLB.com.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, dude, I'm slacking. I don't have it up. That's my fault.
I'm slacking. I'm not logged in. Where's my...
Let's see. Now... One person that I'm going to throw out there that should make it, but they have a losing record as a pitcher.
Oh, we already know. He's starting it.
Paul Puskins?
Yes.
Yeah. He has like a 1.6 ERA, and he has a losing record.
Well, it's not his fault entirely.
I know. And then, I mean, we already had a conversation that he's probably gone.
He's gone. Why am I randomly seeing, as I log in to MLB.com, Thor sign with the White Sox?
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
Man, everyone loves a comeback, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I like a good simple Cinderella story.
All right. We're just gonna go. We're gonna run down this list together, and we're gonna make our own individual picks.
Okay. I also found an article that does debates. It gives you two players in a position from the same league, and you have to say either or. We could do that, or we could just go down the list.
I would just go down the list because we didn't really research before.
No. Yeah, same. This is all off the dome, ladies and gentlemen.
After we both take a drink.
I know, yeah. We need it. After, man, our throats are dry.
All right. I'm not going to spend that.
Yeah, just move on. Just move on, please. Please, just move on.
All right, first base, American League. Who you got?
I was going to say... Matt Olson. No, it's National League, idiot.
Fucking idiot.
I know. I'm slacking. I don't know, man. No one the AL first base.
So I guess Vlad Guerrero doesn't come to mind. That's my selection.
Oh, I forgot he was first base. I thought he was third, honestly. If I'm being completely honest.
Wow.
I'm sorry. But I mean, you could argue Goldschmidt.
I'm not selecting a Yankee.
Not okay, yeah. That's just Kyle's biased take, nah. Should we say?
Now for National League, who you got?
I would say. I mean, I like Pete Alonso for power, but I would put probably Freeman.
I'm not selecting a Dodger. I got Pete Alonso.
He's not selecting a Yankee or a Dodger.
Or a Cardinal or a Ranger.
Whoa! What did the Cardinals do?
Historical.
You're just mad at Pujols.
Yeah, historical.
That's pretty what it is.
They ruined my childhood. Next. They ruined my childhood a lot. Yeah. All right. Second base. American League, who you got?
What's the guy's name for the Tigers? Tortis.
He's a former Yankee. I ain't selecting him. Brandon Lau.
I used to have him. Used to have his rookie card long time ago with the Yankees, and he was bad for the Yankees.
Oh yeah,
Tortis.
Yeah. Who you got for the National League?
There's a guy on the Cardinals that's doing pretty good.
Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan. Brendan. Yeah.
Yep. 811 OPS. Not bad for a second baseman.
Yeah, that's very good for a second baseman. That's something you want like your third baseman to be at.
Yeah, but you know the second baseman I'm about to select has a 1036 OPS.
Oh my gosh.
Cattell.
For the AL?
Cattell. Marte. Diamondbacks.
Oh. Yeah.
Alright.
Wait. Well, you had said AL.
Oh. I already said... Did I
say my pick? Idiot.
I jumped already. Yeah. No, wait a minute. I already said AL. I already said my pick. I said Brandon Lau.
Who'd you say? I said Brendan Donovan, and then you went to...
Oh,
Marte.
Oh, for the AL, I have Brandon Lau, NL, Cattell Marte.
Yeah, I like Marte too. Right. Power.
Yeah. All right. Third base.
I love power.
Third base for the AL.
For the. Well, I guess Ramirez, right? I mean, that's pretty much obvious.
I'm going Homer. But Eddie's.
Oh, I like it.
He's carrying us. He's carrying us in the power department.
Oh, big time. Since, you know, our big guy wants to, you know, be hurt all the time. He's carrying the team. Him and Benio. And Myers.
And our last guy wanted to chase money elsewhere.
I know. I look at him hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Predictable. All right. National.
For the NL, I got the guy that you couldn't take his place in the show, Matt Chapman. Kyle was on the Blue Jays, the third baseman in the show last year.
I don't like how the show made it so much harder to get called up. Like, I was like, I'm creating my player, got drafted by the Blue Jays, and I was in the minors for like 4 years because of fucking Chapman. And like, I broke every home run record there was to break.
I think at
AAA, and I couldn't get called up. I honestly thought it was because I was black guy. I think you said, "Come on now."
You said "F it," and you got traded to the Rockies.
That was funny. NL though. We got to go with Geno, man. Come on now. With Arizona, he's killing it.
Yeah. No, it's fair. He's
fucking killing it out there.
For the AL?
Oh, for the NL. No, for the NL. Remember, he's okay, on the Diamondbacks. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
AL, I got Paredes.
Yeah, that's right. You already said that.
I reached a certain level of fucked upness because I took a drink and I got a hole in my lip. I usually say that when I drip on my shorts. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Shortstop. AL. Who you got?
Before you make that pick,
because I said to you in the text earlier, we need to study the downfall of Carlos Correa.
Yeah, we do.
That's going to be pick in the overall, future episode.
World future Series winner.
Yeah. Told everyone to shut the fuck up about the cheating.
Yeah. Which we appreciated.
Well, oh, man. But, thank you. God, thank you, Carlos, for speaking up. Because I got tired of saying it on Instagram.
Exactly. But for the AL, I have a choice for my heart and a choice for my mind.
It better be a line because he deserves it.
For my heart, it's Jeremy Peña.
Bro, it better be no other pick. Give it to him, man. Give it to him, man. Come on, who the fuck else?
Bobby Witt.
He's gonna make it every other year in his career, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I know. I know. I'm not disagreeing with you, but
All right.
I think they give it to him again.
All right, NL, Ellie, no other pick.
I don't want to copy you, so I'll go Mookie.
I ain't picking a Dodger.
Right. I know you're not. That's why I said it.
Bro, what the fuck, man? Where's your allegiance?
To who?
Bro, I'm counting on you to come with me to Dodger Stadium for the first time. And you're being nice to them. And you know what the fuck they're going to do to us when we go in there wearing Astro shit?
Listen, I've chosen players that were good before the Dodgers. To be fair.
All right, I'll give you that. But, God, man, he's on it now. And I love him. And I hate him. I hate him with everything.
Nah.
Why they keep sending that? Well, I don't hate him with everything. The Dodgers are a good team. But why the fuck they keep sending the Astros out there, man? On the weekend. To guarantee 50,000. Every time the Astros have been out to Dodger Stadium since that fucking shit got, since we got fucking snitched on, every time they send the Astros out to Dodger Stadium is on a weekend. Every time.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one.
All right, catcher.
I mean, Kyle Ray. Kyle Riley.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
That's like the no-brainer.
That's no-brainer. NL.
Dude, the Dodgers are just stacked.
I will go
Smith.
I will go with fuck it, JT.
Yiner Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, for the Phillies?
Yeah, I'll go with JT.
Yeah.
Alright. Outfield. We got three for the AL.
So we're gonna name the three for the AL?
So make your selections and then call them out. And then we'll make our selections and then we'll call them out.
Okay. Judge.
All right, that's obvious.
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
And then recently, Buxton's been going off.
Yeah, man, he's
Buxton's been killing it.
Yeah,
And him and Correa got drafted in the same year. Correa went one, yeah. Buxton went two.
Yeah, where is he? I'm trying to know. I'm looking for him.
But but I wanted to put in Green for the Tigers.
I gotta give it to Buxton, man. He's fucking killing it right now.
He is.
Every homer is at least 450.
Dude, at his age, how old is he? Let me see. How old is he? He is 31, hitting 450. I mean, well, that's not that old, that's but still.
Bro, I'm about to be 32 in a couple months, man. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, listen, I don't see you hitting 450 football. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
Neither am I.
Fucking challenge me, man. Let's go to the fucking batting cage.
We will. We will one day.
All right. Bucks, and man, he rocking a 909 OPS. Man, I'll take that. Anyway.
Yeah. Who are your other two?
Oh, I think we're the same, man. Judge and Kwan.
Yeah, Kwan?
Yeah.
Judge, yeah, I like Kwan.
Yeah.
I really like Kwan.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's for the AL. For the NL, got to give it to Pete. PCA, he's killing.
Yeah, Pete's good.
Let's see. Corbin, he's hurt. Corbin.
He was like 4 for 30 in home runs, dude. Yeah, for being his stature, I would give it to him, too.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Corbin. All right, last spot for me. Tucker, fuck you for leaving. I'm giving it to
Whoa.
You.
Whoa. Dang, giving it one?
Fuck you for leaving, and fuck your sub 200 bat hidden in the playoffs for us. Nah, I gotta give it to James Wood. I gotta give that.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, James Wood.
All right, so I
agree. I know. I'm leaving out Shohei.
What?
I don't need to vote for him. Okay, he got all of Japan. I don't need to vote for Shohei.
Exactly.
So who now the fuck else am I gonna give? Yeah.
Mine, well, outfields, but I got Carroll, and I'll go with Schwarber.
Schwarber?
No. I'll go with Carroll, Schwarber, and Tatis, fuck it.
Okay. The NL is stacked.
Bro, that's what I'm telling you.
We got since we only got one identical vote for the NL, I'll change my Carroll vote because you got hurt. I'm punishing you for getting hurt, and I'll go ahead and give it a one.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. So that's my outfield. All right, Battery. I heard you because we spent so much time arguing over defense in the NBA. Killed my damn battery. Yeah. Vote, people, vote. Who do you side with? We need to put that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Vote.
Put it on the Instagram, on Threads, YouTube poll, everything.
All right.
So do you agree with Kyle in defense?
Or do you agree to Isaiah and just fucking score first to 150 wins?
Buckets. Yeah, exactly. That's why the All-Star game's like that. No, I'm just kidding.
That's why we need Team USA versus Team World.
Oh, for sure. That's fun. Right. Team World wins it, though, by far. That's
All right, so since we got completely different outfield for the NL, my votes are PCA, Juan, and James Wood. Who's yours?
I got Carroll, Schwarber, and Tatis.
Yeah, and we both agree we don't need to vote for Shohei. He got a whole fucking country voting for him.
Frog.
He's gonna start anyway, regardless.
Everyone, yeah.
We're really just voting for second.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I mean, Schwarber could play DH too, but not over Shohei.
Yeah,
but
all right. So we gotta go. All right, so last spot is DH for the AL. Who you got?
I guess the guy that didn't want to play first base forever.
Devers. He's not even listed for me.
No?
No. Are you going to...
I mean...
You going to write him in? Excuse me. I burped laugh.
Yeah. I would. Well, I mean, he's NL now, is he? Because he's
on Giants. Oh, yeah, he's in NL. So, all right.
Yeah, never mind.
All right. Yeah, for the AL, I'm going to give it a Yandy.
That's good.
Yeah. For the NL, my vote will be... I'll give it a Schwarber. You know what? I'm going to give it to the comeback kid, Christian Yelich. Show some love for Milwaukee.
Yeah. He's a long-tenured player.
He may win comeback player of the year this year.
Yeah.
At the rate he's going.
Yeah. All right. I hope she makes this thumbnail like huge argument. Like, I just want the argument to be like placed on the thumbnail.
What's that?
Like, our offense versus defense. And just put like the best defensive big, and then like the top like point guard scorer.
Yeah. I'm glad we finally disagree on something.
Right. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I got tired of agreeing with everything for the past 32 episodes. Finally, we catch something we disagree on air.
Passionately, live on air. Because I'm telling the people, we could have we probably have at least another 5 to 7 other episodes if we can replay our game chats on PS4. PS4 and 5.
Hours of just good stuff, just debating.
Didn't your wife tell us to shut up one time?
No, she closed the door.
Because she told us, because like we say we giving off our best material. Anyways,
yeah, no.
I thought she did. Anyways, let's run through our lineup for the AL. I got Vlad at first, Brandon Lau second, Paredes at third, Pena at short. Riley catching, Bucks and Judge and Kwan my outfield, and Diaz is my DH. NL, I got Alonso at first, Marte second, Suarez at third, De La Cruz short, JT at catching, outfield PCA one and James Wood, Christian Yelich DH. What's your lineup?
For AL, I start with catcher. I got Cal, first base Goldschmidt, second base Torres, third base Jose Ramirez, shortstop. I want to put Benia, but I think they're giving it Bobby Witt. And my outfield is practically almost the same as yours: Judge, Kwan, and Buxton. For DH, for AL, I'm gonna go Paredes, even though he's third baseman. I'm just saying they can put my DH. Right, I'm just gonna. Just throw him in there because he's Astro. For NL, catcher, I got Will Smith. First baseman, Freeman. Second base, we agreed, Marte. Third base, I had said Chapman. Shortstop, I had said Mookie. Outfield, I said Carroll, Tatis, and Schwarber, and DH. I mean, Shohei. So those are our lineups. Let us know if you would change anything. I think our lineups are pretty solid. And let us know your opinions on any topic that we talked about.
Of course people are going to change our lineups.
Yeah, haters. But thank you all, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.